Track 5. This is where the more detailed booklet is broken up into sections. Who are children of the 90s and why is it important? Who are children of the 90s? Children of the 90s are a group of nearly 20,000 young people born in 1991 and 1992 around Bristol. Scientists have studied these young people ever since. Discoveries made by these scientists working on children of the 90s are making a difference to lives around the world. Am I one of children of the 90s? Yes, that's why we're writing to you. You may already know that you're part of children of the 90s. Or perhaps you didn't realise you were part of this special group of people and you've never taken part in the study before. We want to thank those of you who have done so much over the years to help. Your efforts have made all our discoveries possible. But it doesn't matter how much or how little you've done in the past. We want you to play your part in the future of Children of the 90s. In doing so, you'll really be making a difference. Why Children of the 90s is so important? The aim of Children of the 90s is to help discover the causes of the most important health and social problems facing the world today so that we can prevent those problems. No other research project of this kind has as much detailed information on as many people on the factors that might shape our lives. Scientists across the world describe Children of the 90s as the jewel in the crown of medical research projects. How you play a part. Over the last 18 years, thousands of members of Children of the 90s have attended clinics. They have filled in questionnaires and provided us with a huge store of information on the things that may influence people's health and well-being across the course of their lives. Children of the 90s will keep this store of information for researchers to use for as long into the future as is possible. This may be tens or even hundreds of years. This will give researchers the best opportunity to make the most out of the help you have given us. These clinics and questionnaires will continue in the future, but increasingly we'll look to other ways to collect the information we need. In particular, we want your permission to use the routine information that's collected on all of us by health, social and other services and official organisations. We hope this will make it easier for members of Children of the 90s to play their part. Why are you writing to me now? The children of the 90s are no longer children. You're an adult now, and if you're going to take part in the future of children of the 90s, we need to ask for your own consent. How did you find me? Whatever part you played in children of the 90s in the past, we want to give you the opportunity to play a full part in the future. We used official records to find addresses for all of those who can take part in the project. If you don't want to take part, that's fine. Let us know and we will delete your contact details from our database. If there is a mistake in our records, let us know and we will change it. What are you asking me to do? At the moment, all we're asking you to do is to make two decisions and send back a consent form telling us what your decisions are. This CD contains information to help you make the right decision. We want you to decide if 1. You're happy for us to store your details on our database so that in the future we can contact you, for example, to invite you to fill in a questionnaire or come to a clinic. You will always be free to say no to these invitations. And 2. We want you to decide if you're happy for us to collect scientifically important information from your official records, for example, your NHS records, to use in our research. We will securely collect this information after identifying your records through a process called data linkage. There is more about data linkage in tracks 9 to 13. There is more about children of the 90s in the next three tracks, 6, 7 and 8. The next track, 6, is about the study's findings and future research.